Rusty Quill presents.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Loud and clear, Grim. It's about time something went right again.
Damn.
What?
Something's happening with the debris.
You're listening to The Hyacinth Disaster, written by David Carlson, Part 4.
You copy?
Channel's closed!
Conquered! Finch!
Hey!
Grim might make his way to the surface if the leak was small enough. Get into the shuttle and get down there.
I hope he can last 20 minutes.
You can get there in 5 at the most.
I have to fuel the damn thing.
Why?
I decoupled the tanks when Blue said to make sure Dreadnought couldn't steal it from the outside.
That's it. He's dead. Grim's dead. Argus is dead. Ember is dead. We're all dead. And it's all my fault.
Grim the Khan.
Grim!
Copy. Grim, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're trying to get the shuttle out to you, but it needs fuel. How much longer will your air last?
It's fine. It was just a crack.
Just?
I pulled my sun visor down and taped up the gap. Pressure's holding. Duct tape is life.
You should use the tether. Get up here before anything catastrophic happens.
Again?
Well, see, that's the problem.
I knew it! Something catastrophic.
What now?
The tape and visor is holding air fine, but it's not made for low light. And I'm nowhere near the surface, so...
Oh, he's blind.
Yep. Can't tell which way is up, down, or sideways in this pit.
Even with a light?
Well, see. It's not called a flashlight visor, and even out here in L4, there's a slight difference between a flashlight and the sun.
What kind of lame flashlight do you carry?
Well, it's brighter than you anyway.
Grim, is your Exo's locator beacon working?
Yeah, sure, but... That's not gonna tell me where the walls are down here. I'm currently 6 clicks from the hyacinth. Is that helpful?
Not really, but if we can get the transponder back up, we can link with Argus.
Okay, yeah, you're thinking we can use his exo as a proxy target.
Exactly.
Well, I can see a few barriers here.
In that you actually, you know, can't.
If anyone has any ideas, I'm all ears.
Me too.
Wait.
What?
Video.
Grimm's video?
Yes! If he turns it on, we can direct him!
This day just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
Sorry, Grimm.
Hang on.
Please let it not be broken.
Okay, I think it's on.
I don't see anything.
It's definitely on.
How deep into the rock did you go?
There wasn't much room. I'm probably not too deep for the signal.
Oh, come on!
What?
System says we're receiving. Camera probably got smashed by whatever happened with the debris. What is happening? How?
I figured the camera might be dirty, so I wiped it off. Guess it worked.
Well, I feel three levels of stupid. Okay, Grimm, you're currently facing a stone wall.
You sure it's a wall? I'm not even certain which way I'm oriented.
Okay, you're facing a stone surface of some kind.
Thanks. I know exactly where I am
now. Oh, shut up, chatterbox. Reach forward and grab hold of something.
Okay.
Are your feet planted?
Yeah.
Okay, just turn a bit at a time until I can see back into the ravine. Wait, hold it. There it is. Make your way forward a bit. We'll have to find the transponder and see what's up.
Alright, give me a sec.
Finch, you there?
The whole time.
I think you should start working on another probe, just in case.
Okay, but I could use your help since Blue's busy.
I copy, but I'm gonna refuel the shuttle first. Hopefully we won't need it, but I don't like it being empty. Blue, you good?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Alright, you have control.
Yes!
Oh boy. Keep me informed.
I'll open a channel to shuttle dispatch.
Hello? I'm not gonna walk into anything, am I?
Not at all. You have my full attention, Grimm.
I'm sure, Blue.
Captain Blue, if you please.
You're not the captain. Why didn't you tell me I was about to-
I'm not the captain.
Har har. Fine. Where am I going, Captain Blue?
Straight ahead. A few more steps.
I hope Argus hasn't run into Dreadnought yet.
You're back in the clear. Or as clear as it can be, considering you're in the bowels of a space rock, hurtling through the... I need you to look up and to your left. There it is!
The relay?
Yep.
How does it look?
It's hard to tell from here. Move closer. Wrong way, doofus.
It's not my fault you're terrible giving directions.
Shh! Go right or I'll drop another probe on your head. And I won't take out the C4 first.
How many steps, Captain Bly?
Blue.
Blue?
Just a few more.
Okay.
Hold it. Okay. This is the fun part.
I'd hate to see what your version of the scary part is.
Strictly speaking, you're not seeing the fun part in the first place.
Oh, hi, Con. How's the shuttle?
I just got here.
Well, hurry up.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate to be a bother, but...
Right. Sorry. You're almost there. Hold it. Okay, here's the dealio. The transponder is right in front of you. Doesn't look like the flying debris moved it much. I need you to lean in with your camera and get a good look.
How's that?
Can't quite... Can you turn on your light?
Done.
Awesome, thanks. Wait, what's wrong with it?
How should I know?
It's sort of flickering.
I've kept everything about my exo in perfect condition.
It must have been damaged during the weird debris storm. Either way, it's steady now. Tilt down a bit. Pan left. Got it. I'll take a frame grab so you can relax for a minute.
I need a beer.
They're in the fridge in the break room.
Cool. I'll just grab one then.
Get one for me, too. Crap, I wish you weren't blind. I can't tell what I'm looking at.
That's Finch. She prepped the damn thing.
Fine. Finch!
Hey, if you're asking about the second probe, I'm still working on the transponder.
Great. I need you to look at your comm screen for a second.
Is that the broken transponder?
Yes. I don't know if it's broken. I mean, I need an extra pair of eyes to diagnose before I can tell Grimm Klutzfingers to do anything.
Fair enough.
Off the top of my head, it looks like the antenna was hit. It could be disconnected.
Sure. The power source is probably still good. Doesn't look like there are any major punctures. And obviously the power light is still on.
Yep. Good.
Did he try turning it off and back on again? I'd say the best we can do is work the antenna back into place and hope that's all that needs fixing. Otherwise, we'll have to launch this next probe. And that makes me nervous.
You and me both. Thanks.
No problem.
Blue to Grim.
You never closed the channel.
Oh.
So, what can Grim Klutzfingers do for you today?
It seems our best bet is to try fixing the antenna.
Yes, I heard you. Just tell me what to do.
Well, oh boy. Okay. First, turn off the relay.
Where?
Right. Drop to your knees.
Is that really necessary?
Kneel before the relay, peasant!
Oh, we're all gonna die, aren't we? This is gonna be recorded in the black box for everyone. Okay, now what?
Hold out your left hand. Now, point a finger. Not that finger, jerk. There. Okay, reach forward. That's the relay. The switch is about 6 centimeters below your finger.
There?
Yep.
Okay, turned it off. Now what?
Feel your way to the top.
Blue, these are gloves designed for mining asteroids. I can't feel anything.
Fine. Move your right hand about 20 centimeters above your left. That's the antenna.
Yep.
I need you to get it closer to the camera. Hopefully it's just disconnected and not... Yes! Just knocked loose. Okay, push at the base of the antenna. It should click back into place.
If this does go wrong, I'd like to apologize to whatever poor fool who has to listen to this on the black box. I'd have hoped my last hours weren't nearly as boring as all this.
True. It'd be more exciting if you were disarming a bomb or something.
I'd take back that apology. And if someone is listening to this, I hope you're bored to tears, you psychopathic sadist.
It's back in place. Now switch it on.
Got it?
Stand by. Scanning. Crap. I knew it was worse than that.
What's wrong?
Con.
Shuttle's just about fueled. I'm gonna head over to help Finch.
No. Get up here.
What's up?
The frequency scanner isn't working. Get up here and find the numbers on the guys. I can't make heads or tails of your system.
Argus is at 1760.021 and Dreadnought is at 1174.661.
Thanks. Tuning to Argus. Now.
Anything?
Oh, sorry, Grim. I'll patch you in. Blue to XO 7. Argus? Come in, Argus.
Come on.
Try Dreadnought.
We should keep our efforts on Argus. Or at least contact them separately.
Fine. I'll be up in a second, Blue. Keep trying Argus.
I'm not even sure the receiver's working.
Moving into another cavern now. I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of any of this stuff.
What was that? Argus?
I didn't do anything. Blue to Argus?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'll keep trying every few minutes. I think this is my... 8th attempt. I still have a couple of hours of air. I'm looking for Dreadnought. I'm gonna keep going. I'm only a few dozen meters from the crevasse, and Grim, I think, as far as the drill would have it. I don't know, these damn tunnels are twisting everywhere.
Confirmed. We're locking onto your exo, Argus. Grim is going to find you.
I thought he was gonna rescue me. I can't see.
I still have no response. I'll try again soon.
What?
Yeah, he can't hear us. He's transmitting in the blind.
We're picking him up fine.
Well... Yeah, but there could be something wrong with the relay getting to him. Or even something wrong with his receiver. Remember, these exos are dinosaurs.
I'm going to break something.
Not in my ship!
Your ship is already broken, fool! Shuttle fueled up?
Yeah. Finch?
Hey, are you gonna help or what?
Sorry, I'm back in control.
Seriously? Do I have to do everything?
I'm sorry. I love you.
You're just afraid of working with the C4, aren't you?
I feel no shame in admitting that, but no, I need to contact Dreadnought and feel out his loyalties while Blue talks to Argus.
Well, more like talks at Argus.
We can hear Argus, but he can't hear us.
So, we'll need another transponder after all.
That's if the relay is the problem.
It couldn't hurt.
So I'll just have to work faster then.
Hey, you were the one who disabled the shuttle.
Blue clearly told me to.
Sorry, Finch, I can't hear you. You must be going through a tunnel.
I'll work faster. Finch out.
She's gonna kick my ass.
Yep. Too bad.
So what's Argus doing? You have a lock on his exo, I presume?
Yeah, but there's not much we can do. I doubt sending Grim in after him will help. And Argus has been transmitting in the blind every few minutes, apparently.
Yeah, good for him. Wonder if Dreadnought's been doing the same.
We haven't heard from him.
And we're not gonna.
Oh, Grim, from now on, how about we just assume every one of your responses proceeds from Dreadnought is a dirtbag who deserves death, and you just leave those sentiments
Argus
out.
Argus to Hyacinth, in the blind. This is my 9th attempt to reestablish contact. Argus to Khan. Argus to Grim. I don't know, Argus to Finch. Respond.
He left me out.
He's stressed, and you're not technically Hyacinth crew.
Aren't you supposed to be contacting Dreadnought?
Sure, I'll try.
Maybe just try isolating his signal before you broadcast.
That's probably best.
Because he's
yes,
an ass.
Yes, Grim. Got it.
I'm still just chilling in darkness, so it's not like I have a lot to do except burn oxygen.
Your signal says you've still got just under a couple hours of air. You're fine.
Fine has a whole meaning I'm not aware of.
Argus to Hyacinth. In the blind, still no response from the crew. This is 11th attempt to contact? I don't know. Looking at lots of recent damage here. Could be from when Dreadnought's rift opened up, or maybe he came through here. Wait, I see a light right up ahead of me.
What?
Yeah, it's not moving. Argus to Dreadnought, come in.
He found Dreadnought.
All right!
If you're getting his transmission,
Argus
try seeing if his exo can read Dreadnought's homing signal.
On it.
Dreadnought, come in! Argus to Hyacinth, in the blind. I think I found Dreadnought. No response, and his light isn't moving, so he may be unconscious for some reason. I hope he didn't lose his air. Gotta get through this. Shift some of this debris. One sec. Hold on, there's a thing. There's rocks. One second. I'll check in again soon. Sorry.
Conker.
What?
His patched leg. It's under too much stress. If he keeps at this, it's gonna break his exo and probably tear his back suit.
I knew he should have come in.
Con the fish. Finch!
Hey!
Is that probe ready yet? Argus needs to hear from us now.
What's going on?
His patch is tearing. Is it ready?
The transporter is ready to go.
Okay, get it loaded, fast!
The C4 is still inside the casing.
Well, that's okay. As long as you pull out the trigger, it won't go off.
Got it. It'll be ready in a minute.
Hey, I'm still down here, you know.
Grim, you know how this works. Taking out the C4 was just to make it light and easier to fly. It's not going to blow.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
It's trusting that fact, or Argus could be dead any minute.
All right, just get it over with.
Okay, the transponder is in place, and the trigger is out. Give me a sec to lock the panel and load the tube.
Blue!
What?
I need you to tell me where to turn and go before you launch the damn missile. I don't want to be hit by that thing, explosive or
right.
not.
Okay, turn around. I think you're facing the same hole you sheltered in last time. Start walking.
Wait, let me see. Yeah, I think that's the one.
Should I jet over there?
Negative. Just push off the wall right behind you. You're directly aimed at the hole. That's right.
Finch to Khan, tube 18 secured for launch.
Am I good?
Yes, you're fine, Grim.
Okay, launch your messenger of death at me.
Confirm lock.
Confirm.
Confirm clear.
Confirm.
Launching. Tube expunged. Probe away. Turning to 248.132. Dang, this thing is heavy.
No pressure, but Argus could lose his any second.
Firing.
Fire confirmed.
5 clicks out. Reverse in 25.
Damn it, Argus, stop moving. Grim!
Shoot.
I want you on top of this thing the moment it hits. Get it open and get the relay working.
Climbing at 322.143.
Yeah, isn't that the plan already?
No banter, nothing. Just follow Blue's instructions.
Diving, 322.60.
That's a bit sharper than last time.
Yeah, she's trying to hit deeper.
4, 3, 2, reverse, and impact.
Confirm.
Grim, turn around so I can see it.
There it is. Huh, it's right in front of him. Great shot, Blue.
Yeah. Grim, move forward.
Right. Forward. Okay.
What are you waiting for?
I'm sorry. Last time we did this, I was pelted by a bunch of debris for no reason. I almost died. Forgive me for being a little nervous.
Grim, Argus needs to hear from us.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Just, if anything looks unstable or shifts in any way, let me know.
Yeah, will do. I have eyes on it.
Just keep moving until you walk into the wreckage.
Khan?
Yeah?
Remember those seismic anomalies I mentioned before?
They're back?
Yes. Or not. These are just weird.
Okay, well, until you know something for sure, just watch it.
Wait, Grim. Right on your 2 o'clock. Yeah, there. That's the panel.
Okay, well, assuming it's the same as the last one, it should be easy enough to... There. I think I'm getting the hang of this whole blind thing.
You're brilliant. Unwrap the transponder.
Come on, Grim.
Argus to Hyacinth. In the blind. Trying for the... I don't know what time to contact the crew. I'm almost through to Dreadnought, or whatever this little light is. He still hasn't moved. Wait a second.
Grim?
What?
Get that damn thing on!
I'm going as fast as I can without breaking it, Khan. Give me a sec.
Just hold on. Ow.
Argus, stop. Argus, stop. Stop.
What?
Grim!
It's on now.
Oh, damn. Oh, I forgot about the stupid leg. My suit!
That's
Argus
it.
The relay is
Argus
on.
I'm still calibrating.
Grim,
I'm sorry.
What's taking you so long?
Okay, we don't have time to argue, but we should
Come
be able to help
somebody.
Him if we can get you in there
okay.
fast enough, Grim. Your
Argus,
connection is
down.
Fine,
calm
even
down.
If his isn't.
I'll guide me in there.
Hyacinth. Okay, Grim, it looks like you're facing a cave. It might be where Argus went in.
Argus, I'm coming, buddy. Hang in there.
Yes. Yes, okay, he's gonna use tape. That should hold his chair long enough for you to get there.
What the hell?
Wait, did you say tape?
Where the hell is my tape?
Shit!
Oh, damn it. Grim.
Grim?
He left it with me when he stormed off.
Okay, well, I can still guide you there.
It's way too late for that, Khan.
We gotta do something!
If there was anything we could do, I'd do it. I would do anything. You know that. I've known him for... He's dead, Khan.
I don't know.
Argus!
He was dead when I let him walk away.
We're here.
I can... I don't know. Running out. Can anyone hear me? Argus to Finch. Argus to Dreadnought. Damn it! Argus to...
Argus.
Don't make me beg.
Argus.
Grim.
Damn it!
Blue. Ember. Anybody? Anybody? Sorry, guys.
Blue, guide Grim back to the surface. We're leaving now.
If we don't have the Squealer's memory card...
We will make Station believe what we found. I am not risking anyone else.
It's not going to work, Khan, and you know it.
I am responsible for the lives of my crew first and foremost. Get back to the
Khan,
ship.
Khan, there's no way in hell Corporate is
Grim,
going to...
Grim, shut up! If you prefer to follow your own orders, you can sign off when we're back at Station, but until then, I am captain of this vessel, and you will do as I say.
I'm on my way.
Khan!
Thank you, Grim.
Khan! Rocks are breaking off the asteroid. Some kind of eruption, maybe?
Yeah, I see it. It's a few smallish chunks. It'll settle down.
It's getting worse.
Impact alert! The pylon is getting hit!
I read it. That's the thickest armor on the ship. It should hold up.
Damn it! I'm getting hit with debris again! Get me out of here!
I can't see anything on the camera! There's crap everywhere!
More impacts. That was damn near the missile bay, Finch.
Yeah, I heard it.
Blue!
Okay, I'm... Jet now!
Where?
Just jet, Grim. We'll figure out where later. Just get out of this mess!
God damn it. Jetting! Come on, I can't see anything!
You've been through worse, Grim. You can do this.
Not blind, I haven't!
Okay, you're on the wall. Or we're... Whatever. Turn left and head that way.
If these rocks get any bigger, I'm... Come on!
Keep moving, Grim!
Grim, no more impacts. It looks like it's almost over. Get him out of there, Blue.
I'm working on it.
Khan! More rocks splitting from the asteroid and heading this way.
Yeah, I see it. It's just one. It shouldn't do any more damage than the other.
It's getting worse. Yeah, I can't do this, Blue. Get me out of here, please.
I'm trying, Grim.
What the hell?
What now?
It just turned.
What just turned?
It looks like it's... Blue?
What?
Get out. Go! Go!
Dreadnought to Khan. Dreadnought to Khan. I've been unconscious, I think. Is anyone there?
This was part 4 of the Hyacinth Disaster. You can find the whole series at the website davidecarlson.net and on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, podparadise.com, or wherever podcasts are found. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on one of these sites and share the series with anyone you can think of. If you have any questions or you want to get updates and production facts, check in on facebook.com/thehyacinthdisaster or on Reddit at r/thehyacinthdisaster or on Twitter at @TheMRSHyacinth. And check the About page on the website to sign up for information about future projects, and if you think it's worth it, please consider donating a little to help me make more. There are some fun extras for you if you do. Thanks very much for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.